The Deputy President David Mabuza and the Minister of Agriculture, Rural Development and Land Reform, Toko Didiza, have chosen to rely on misleading accounts by the state officials and ignore the plight of farmers who are put under pressure to vacate their farms. Sadly for these farmers, the Deputy President did not bother to contact them directly to obtain an honest account of how they have been treated by rogue officials. This after I asked a question to the Deputy President in Parliament this year. The Deputy President replied that he will make contact with the farmers to get first-hand information and to assist the farmers with their problems. This did not happen. I spoke to the farmers individually and they still maintain that they are put under pressure by officials to vacate the land. Although they did not receive eviction letters, they are being intimidated and being challenged by these officials. Instead, the Deputy President did not contact the farmers individually or try to find out. He chose to rubber stamp and stand by the Didiza's account that she has received information from the farmers. It is unacceptable that the Deputy President, as Chair of the Interministerial Committee of Land Reform, who is responsible to solve blockages in acceleration of land reform, is taking a dismissive stance on problems facing farmers. If the Deputy President and the Minister can be unbothered by the plight of farmers, just imagine the disastrous consequences of all land when all land is placed under the custodianship by the state. The DA will not stand for this, and we will fight this.